Anyone of you who have been listening to me over the years knows how strongly I feel about quality soft tissue treatments being the best option to fix an injury, way more than a random adjustment from a chiropractor or some cookie cutter exercise and stretches from a physical therapist, who is really just a glorified personal trainer. Being dialed in and being the best of the best at using your hands to fix an injury are some tremendously powerful tools to have and give the client significant improvements in functioning and long-lasting pain relief. The only issue that would keep you from helping someone who is injured and in pain is when they continue to do dumb shit to their body, don't listen to your load restrictions, and continue to fuck up the injury. Even worse is when they say some bullshit line that treatment isn't working. In this episode, I want to equip you with the tools, especially in the realm of client education and communication, to help steer these pain in the ass clients in the right direction and never have them pull the nonsense of blaming you for treatment not working. I hope you gain some new insights from this episode and can be equipped with some practical knowledge to avoid dealing with a client who refuses to participate in the process. Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Treatment Revolution Podcast. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Dr. Matt Maggio. I am a soft tissue injury treatment expert, specifically for neck, shoulder, elbow, and wrist pain. My focus is on finding and fixing scar tissue and then reducing inflammation from chronic injuries without the use of drugs, injections, or surgeries, which does lead to a significant increase in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. I am also the creator of the PEAK Method and the founder of the Soft Tissue Treatment Revolution, where we teach self-employed and overworked massage therapists a better treatment system that will allow you to cut your treatment times by at least 50% so you can stay healthy, avoid that dreaded burnout, and help a hell of a lot more people get out of pain. How to handle a difficult client that refuses to rest their injury but still blames you for it not getting better. I've had these a lot over the years. I was thinking today I'm going on my 13th year of practice. Yeah, shit, getting old. 13th year of practice, and a lot of these problems happened early on in my practice, and I learned a lot from them. But in the time and the situation was happening, I was like, fuck, this sucks. Why is this happening? So when I first got out of school, I had this dream that I wanted to work with only athletes, and I wanted to be in a gym setting, and that was it. You know, I was an athlete myself in college, and that's what I wanted to do. So I rented some space inside a CrossFit gym, and that's where I started building my practice. And I'd have these patients come in that were all jacked up, and I'd work on them. I didn't really know quite what I was doing yet. I was still okay. I was still figuring it all out. But I'd work on them. They'd be doing better. And then I'd look out the window, and I'd see them doing some really dumb shit in their workouts right after I got done telling them not to do the dumb shit. Then they would inherently hurt themselves again, come back in, ask me to perform a miracle again, and then repeat the process again and never really cut back on their load. And honestly, I almost felt like I was allowing them to do even more than they should because I was helping them and they were feeling better, but they weren't allowing the injury to rest or letting the process get in there. They really just walked all over me, you know, and I was new and I needed the money. So I didn't want to like piss them off or tell them to stop because I was like, oh, I just got to do whatever they tell me. And that's when I really got stuck in that service-based model where I talked about where the clients tell you what to do, how to treat, what, when they're going to come in, what they want to pay, everything like that. And I just didn't want to piss them off because I was new and I needed the money. I needed to pay my bills. So I took a lot of shit and ate a lot of shit early in my career, but I just watched people do the dumbest shit after I treat them. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with them? And what I figured out was, took a long time of introspection and, you know, reflection, realized that I was really doing them a disservice by not being a true leader and speaking up and telling them exactly what they needed to do and what they needed to stop doing in order to get their problem fixed. Then I started reading some books. You know, I talk a lot about reading, and I even covered it on a podcast a couple months back about some of the best books you can read from a business perspective, mindset, motivation, all that good shit. And I talked about two of those books in that last podcast, but one of them was the book called Influence, you know, getting people to do things. And one of the levers of influence is this idea of like being an authority in a situation. Like people see this a lot when they go to their regular doctor. The doctor is the authority. It tells them what to do. And people that are in powers of authority, people listen to better. And what I found was I was not in that authority position. And the clients were just like, I'm not going to fucking listen to you. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. I want to work out. I want to crush wads and do all this shit. I'm going to do whatever I want. They weren't listening to me because I wasn't presenting myself as an authority. And on the other side of that was the actual tactical side of being the authority. There's another book I talked about called Pitch Anything. And it talked about this idea that there's these different types of power frames in any situation. You know, in a situation, someone has to be the alpha and then someone has to be the beta. And it taught me how to be the alpha in that situation and control my frame and understand that I was the leader. They were coming to me because I was the expert and they needed to listen to what I said to do. If not, they were going to be screwed and have to go to some shitty provider down the road that wasn't going to fix them. It took me a long time to get there. And really, what I really needed though during that time was I just needed more time to get better and refine my craft. You know, confidence comes with time and dedication to doing great work. It's really the foundation of everything. And if you're not good enough, if you're not getting the results that you need, you got to keep pushing and keep striving to get better. You know, don't just, you know, a lot of people default, you know, they don't get good at manual therapy. So they're like, oh, manual therapy doesn't work, but they just haven't put the time in. So they resort to a lot of other things, you know, like cups or instruments or exercises or stretches, anything to not use their hands. But if you can really invest in your time, in your hands, in your mind, it's the best tool that you could have. So there's a couple of important concepts I want you to understand in the treatment process. The first is this idea called load versus capacity. So think of like I have a teeter-totter and on one side is load and on the other side is capacity. Load is what the client does. Capacity is what the tissue can take. So essentially, anytime load exceeds capacity, that's when an injury happens. So our job as the provider is to improve their capacity so they can do more load. But the problem I was running into with these people, and you probably see it yourself with your own clients, is they're continuing to do more load and their capacity is not getting any better. So we help their capacity, but then they go and ruin it all over again. An analogy I like to say with my clients is it's almost like I treat them for diabetes in the office and they do really good. Then they go out to the car and like freebase a shit ton of sugar. It doesn't get any better. So our job as a provider is we're going to increase their capacity, but we have to get them to limit the load. If they don't do that, it's not going to get any better. The next thing I started to learn was my job as a provider. You know, we live in this society where everyone wants to do very minimal effort. They don't want to do shit. They just want to get that quick result. You know, look at that weight loss drug, Ozempic or whatever the hell it's called, that are like fucking people up. Like, yeah, let's take this pill and I won't be fat anymore. Yeah, good luck with that. Everyone wants to do the least amount of work as possible. Basically, they come in and they say, hey, I'm injured. I want you to carry me up the mountain. I'm like, I'm not helping your ass. I'm not carrying your ass up the mountain. I'll help you. I'll be a guide along the way, but I'm sure as hell not going to carry your ass up there. Your job as a provider is to be a facilitator and help them, but they have to participate in the process. They have to do the things to get better. If not, like everybody's wasting their time. Next thing I started to learn was I don't need to be friends with my clients. You know, so many of us want to like be friends and hang out and talk to them and do all sorts of shit. And that's cool. You can be nice and you can do that. But at the end of the day, they're not going to take you seriously. The key component is focusing on results. Results rule, period. You know, I remember I would say people all the time, they'd go to like a doctor that sucked. And they're like, well, they're really nice. I'm like, who gives a fuck if they're nice? Are they fixing you or not? You don't need to be friends with your clients. And then the next one, as I talked before, is like not getting stuck in that beta role, but instead being the alpha. When you get stuck in a beta trap, you know, the client doesn't get on the schedule when you tell them to. They bitch at you about price. Maybe they don't listen to your recommendations about limiting their load and what they do, all sorts of that stuff. And they really put you in the alpha role. And if you're desperate and you're like, oh, I need the money, I don't want to piss them off, it can really just create a lot of animosity for you. But also, it just isn't helping that client get the result that they need. One thing that I started learning about 5 or 6 years ago was the power of the prepay. So basically what we do in my clinics and anyone else that I train in my system, the Peak Method, is we teach them how to get the client to pay for anywhere from 8 to 12 treatments up front. It gets a commitment from the client financially, time-wise, but also allows you as the provider to provide the best type of treatment and not always just trying to chase the symptoms and, you know, just get half-assed, lackluster results. Instead allows you to focus on the process and get them functionally moving better. And then we also do what's called a code of conduct. Basically, I have them sign in and say, hey, you got to show up on time for your appointments. You have to get on the schedule when I tell you. You have to stick to the limitations of activities. You can't go get treated by a bunch of other jackasses without me knowing, all that kind of stuff. And basically the idea behind that is if they don't follow that and we have a 3-strike rule, they're out and we keep all their money. It really keeps them accountable. You know, people are like, oh, you're being mean. I'm not being mean. This ain't going to work if I don't hold you accountable. And that's what you have to do as a provider. You're the adult. You're the leader in this situation and you have to help them get out of their own way. Another thing was just learning to be okay with telling that pain in the ass client to kindly fuck off and not getting stuck in that scarcity mindset. You know, we all do that. We're like, oh my God, I need this. I need the money. And then you see that person on your schedule. You're like, oh fuck, I got to deal with so-and-so today. They're such a fucking asshole. I don't want to do that. And it just puts you in a bad spot for the rest of the day. You could have like 10 awesome clients and you got that one and you're dreading it all day long. Tell those people to fuck off. You don't want to deal with them. You don't need that negative energy. And then lastly was just understanding all the components of the injury. It isn't always just the tissue. There's a lot of other things going on. Is this person doing too much? Are they stressed as hell? Do they eat like shit? Do they smoke? Do they drink? Do they not take care of themselves? You know, we get stuck in this realm of soft tissue providers of thinking everything is just the tissue, but there's so many other components in there as well. And recognizing all of that's going to really help you get them the best results. Because at the end of the day, like I said, results rule, period. And if the client's walking all over you, telling you what to do, just really putting you in that beta role, you're doing them a huge disservice and you're not helping them to get their problem fixed. So take the lead, be the leader. You don't have to be their friend and just do really good work and tell them exactly what they need to do. You know, so many providers want to be a provider that tells the client what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. And when you can tell them what they need to hear and you have their best intentions in mind, you're going to build a long-lasting client that loves you, that tells everyone about you, and just follows the process and someone you truly enjoy working with. That's all I got for you guys. I appreciate you guys listening to the episode. In closing, honestly, though, I want you to remember this. Just because someone pays you, it doesn't mean you have to take their shit. That's what happens when you get stuck in what I call the service-based model instead of a solution-based model. If you're struggling to get out of that trap of being a service provider, then a good start is learning how to become a true soft tissue treatment specialist, building the reputation of being the baddest ass motherfucker around who fixes injuries nobody else can in your area, better and faster than anyone else. And that is exactly what we teach in our training systems. And the first step to that path is to sign up for our free training modules and get on the path to changing how you think, how you treat, but most importantly, delivering tremendous results. The links for all of that is available in the show notes. And lastly, go out there and be great this week. The world needs access to your care so people can stay the fuck away from the traditional medical model, which only destroys people's lives. Appreciate you guys listening, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, the Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.